Alright folks, welcome back to the Mental Gym. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're tackling something truly powerful. Building resilience through challenge and adversity. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, those challenges, those bumps in the road, they aren't there to knock us down. They're there to build something stronger within us, resilience. Think of it like this. You wouldn't become a world-class weightlifter by only lifting featherweights, right? You need those heavy weights to push your limits and come back even stronger. Same goes for life. So, how do we actually cultivate this mental muscle called resilience? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can really make a difference. Number 1. Embrace the growth mindset. This is huge. Instead of seeing challenges as roadblocks, view them as opportunities for learning and growth. Think about it. Every time you overcome something tough, you gain valuable experience and wisdom. You become more adaptable, more resourceful, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. We're all human, and sometimes we stumble. But instead of beating ourselves up over setbacks, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your feelings, offer words of encouragement, and remember that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Number 3. Find your support system. We don't have to go through this alone. Building strong connections with friends, family, or even a therapist can provide invaluable support during difficult times. Remember, sharing your struggles can actually lessen their weight and help you gain new perspectives. It's like having a team cheering you on, reminding you that you're not in this alone. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. This sounds simple, but focusing on the good things in your life, even during tough times, can make a world of difference. Keep a gratitude journal, reflect on moments of joy, or simply take a moment to appreciate the small things. Gratitude shifts our focus away from negativity and allows us to see the silver linings, no matter how small they may seem. And finally, number 5. Take care of your physical well-being. It's not just about mental strength, it's also about taking care of your body. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, and engaging in regular physical activity. Think of it like this. Your mind and body are interconnected. When one is strong, the other follows suit. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a young entrepreneur who poured her heart and soul into launching her dream business. Everything was going well until a major competitor came along, threatening to steal her customers. Sarah felt overwhelmed, discouraged, even defeated. But here's the twist, she remembered all those mental gym principles we just talked about. She embraced the challenge as an opportunity to learn and adapt her strategy. She practiced self-compassion, reminding herself that setbacks are a part of the journey. She leaned on her supportive network of friends and family for encouragement. She focused on the gratitude she had for the journey so far, and made sure she was taking care of her physical well-being by getting enough sleep and exercise. Guess what? Sarah not only survived but thrived. She pivoted her business model, came up with innovative solutions, and emerged stronger than ever before. That's the power of resilience. Remember, folks, life is going to throw you curveballs. It's inevitable, but it doesn't have to define you. By adopting these 5 key takeaways, embracing a growth mindset, practicing self-compassion, building your support system, cultivating gratitude, and taking care of your well-being, you can build the mental muscle needed to not just survive challenges, but actually thrive through them. So, go out there and face those curveballs head on. Remember, every obstacle overcome makes you stronger, wiser, and more resilient. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little mental gym boost. Until next time, keep lifting those weights, both mentally and physically. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.